your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
To six, Collins leads it here at the half. They return to the field to get ready to start the second half. They will have possession of the football as we start the second half here, Scott. And, you know, what do you think? You come out, they kind of went five wide a lot. Do they go to that? You see more running game?
I think you're going to see five wide. You're going to see them run out of that, you know, maybe. But I think you're going to see them come out here and start the game, start this half like they started the game, five wide, try to spread them out, you know, JR throwing the football, maybe getting Nashawn on some, you know, some outside run.
You know, you look at the stats here, Collins, only 19 offensive plays in there in the first half. Of course, their second and third possessions of the game were short fields because of turnovers. But I know that they would like to get more snaps. And probably, what, in the second quarter, would they have maybe five or six offensive plays? That's about it.
Yeah, one series, that's basically about it. You know, they were some a little bit lucky. I think Harvey had a touchdown. He dropped it as he was going into the end zone. But defense has been on the field a lot. You don't want to see that. You know, they can wear you down, especially with a back like Harvey. He's going to pound you. You know, you need to try to get off the field if you can.
You mentioned Harvey. I really thought kind of got fatigued there a little bit late in the quarter. Really wanted to come out, as you mentioned, there on that fourth down play and really needed him in the game, but he really was fatigued. 18 carries there in the first half. Flip side of that, if Collins can somehow get on the board here, if you go up 28-6, the way Montgomery County plays in a methodical way, that really would put maybe a change of philosophy on their side of the ball.
Yeah, and you know, that Wells comes in. He's 2 for 5 so far. A couple of drops, something wasn't his fault. But, you know, their game plan is to pound Harvey, you know. But if they, like you mentioned, they get 20 down 28-6, it's kind of hard to, you know, get 3 or 4 yards in time. And, you know, that'd be Collins. I think they want to try to get Wells to try to throw the football.
Rain continues to fall here in Montgomery County. Gotten a little bit heavier here during the half. So we'll see if Collins decides to open it up five wide or if they will try to, as Scott mentioned, maybe get Roseberry some touches and try to get him to the outside. So they make their way to the sideline and they will regroup. They will receive the second half kickoff here. Anybody on the defensive side really stuck out for you there in that first half?
I thought Isaiah White played pretty decent up the middle. You know, you didn't really call Eve's name a lot or Suckers. I thought Sucker kind of came on there late. I thought Harris, you know, he had a big breakup down there in the end zone, nice coverage. But I thought Isaiah White, Hinkle up the middle, I thought they played pretty well.
I really thought the entire defensive line, you know, Hinkle, and also Dane Gidwell all played pretty well there in the first half. Really, I thought control things for the most part there in the first half. Roseberry will make his way out to the middle of the field. He'll be flanked by Jaden Wilson and Dalton Maggard. They stand back at their own 10-yard line. Number 10, Jordan Breeze, who also serves as the team's punter, will kick it away. He'll kick it end over end, and be taken by Maggard at the 20-yard line. Dalton straight up the middle of the field and be tackled just over the 30, and if he gets by that guy, there is nobody else. And they'll have him down here at the 32-yard line. Be first and 10 Titans here from the 32. And Collins will open up the second half in a four-receiver set. Jacoby Evans, the lone back here in the backfield to the right of Lucas. Nashawn Roseberry here on the left slot. And going to be an offside penalty here on Montgomery County as they jumped into the neutral zone. Collins will get this one started with a free 5 yards. As we mentioned in the first half, different from college or pro football, can't jump into the neutral zone and jump back. Once you are into the neutral zone, it is an automatic penalty in Kentucky high school football. First and 5, ball now 37. Screen pass out to Roseberry. Nashawn looking one man to miss. He might get through there, but he'll be strung up from behind at the midfield. Good for about 15 yards. So mark him down inside, just inside midfield, down to the 49-yard line. Be first and 10 Titans from the 49. Roseberry just one arm tackle away, being tripped up, taking that one to the house. Collins will stay in the same set here. Now Roseberry will jump back to the backfield. They'll have two backs in the backfield. He'll turn. And going to have a flea flicker. Kick it off to Roseberry out of the flat. He's down to the 40, down to the 35. cuts back inside and be tackled down to the 25-yard line. Looking to hit Magger deep down the field and had him open. But just too much rush to get him there. Good job to get it to Roseberry, and he had a big gain down to the 25.
A little progression, JR, you know, last year he would have thrown the thing down the middle of the field, but had some pressure, just took his time, had Roseberry wide open. Dalton was open, but he got the pressure up the middle. But you can see, you know, JR kind of growing into that position a little bit.
I was watching Dalton on that play. He just kind of took off to his guy like he was no nothing, like two steps walking, and then hit a burst and was open. But as you mentioned, just too much pressure in the face of JR to get that one off. Five wide set here. Lucas takes a snap, shovels it forward to Roseberry. Nashawn around the right side, hit at the line of scrimmage hard. Forward progress down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Coach Lucas not at all happy. I think it's one of his, I don't know if it's offensive lineman or his receiver blocking on the outside. But he came out on the field to tell him about it. Gain of two on that last play. Will be second and eight, ball at the 24-yard line. They'll stay five wide sets. Three receivers to his left, two to his right. Lucas takes the snap. Pressure's going to step up in the pocket and run with it. Spinning forward, another spin move. Another spin move down inside the 15. Ball on the ground, and he's going to turn it over to Montgomery County. Three spins back to back to back, and Montgomery County recovers. They're down inside the 15-yard line.
Bad turnover there because Collins was rolling. You mentioned they was going to go up 28-6, but the JR just one too many spins. You know, guy knocked it away, and the ball's a little slick out there, but you got to secure the ball. Once you get into traffic, that's one of JR's problems last year. You know, Lucas, his coach Lucas, he told him, you know, try to put the ball away once you get in the traffic, and right there, just didn't, kind of got loose with the ball and a big turnover.
Turnover will give it back to Montgomery County. They trail 21-6, 9:56 to go here in the third. Ball's marked at their own 14-yard line. He'll turn, he'll hand to Harvey, he breaks through the line. And will finally be pushed down by a sucker, and not until he gets about 16 yards up to the 31-yard line. And we're going to have a sideline warning here, the most useless flag in football. Sideline warning on Collins. But we mentioned at the half, coming out of the half, how a opening score by Collins would dramatically maybe change or shake the game up. And they were well on their way, and Collins is going to take a timeout. 9:48 to go here in the third quarter. Collins continues to lead it. They lead it here 21-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and
Harvey
have a look
the
around.
Harvey takes down handoff right up the middle of the field, plowing forward up over the 35 to 36-yard line. That'll go for a gain of five. More hard running there by Jake Harvey. It'll be second and five from the 36. Wells will stay under center in this wing tee. He'll turn. He'll hand to Harvey again. Harvey hit at the line of scrimmage, struggling forward maybe for a yard, maybe two. Will be short of the first down marker, well short. And we'll bring up third and three. Ball will be marked at the 38-yard line. So a gain of two on that last play. Good job by the interior defensive line, namely Isaiah White and Hinkle. Third and three. Wells turns. Some hand to Akers. Akers got a good hole on the left side. Going to cut through. He may go. He's down to the 30, being chased from behind by Cam Harrison, he will tackle him before he gets to the 10, but well blocked by the Indians, and a big play down to the 11-yard line.
Harris over speed catching him. I thought he was gone, but there's a lot of speed here. Out of the end zone. Hopefully now the Titans can bear down here like they have before, side the red zone here and try to keep him out of the end zone.
It really did. He was probably 5 yards behind him when he started off and caught him with probably what was in 20 yards. So good burst of speed by Cam Harris. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. Well, stays under center, turns, and Nick Eads blitzing right the middle, gets Harvey in the backfield, go for a short loss. He was almost timed it perfectly during the game. You know, one of those fumbling spots is, spotted back to the 13. So loss of one, second and 11. Turns. Banks gives it to Akers this time. Going around the right side. Ready to run again. Trying to get to the edge and will be knocked down. Ball was fumbled out of bounds. Down at about the 3-yard line, and it will bring up third and short. Heard him twice, got on that same play here in the third quarter. Actually, that was carry was by Justin Ferozzi, and it will be third and a long one here at the 3-yard line. Turn. Going to give it to Akers this time, and he's going to take it into the end zone. He's at the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Montgomery County. Montgomery County will go for two here. We'll try to cut it to a one-score game. 6:38 to go in the third quarter of play. Montgomery County scores. Now they're going for two. Wells under center. Turn. Same play. Going to run it to the outside, and he will be caught short of the goal line. Nice pursuit on the play. Zach Smith there to make that one on the outside. And two-point conversion, no good. So 6:38 to go in the third. Collins still leads it. 21-12. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3. WXLN at WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medication. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Ball is kicked down to Maggard. He missed Hamilton. Now he picks it back up, looking to reverse field. Got room in the middle of the field, not trying to break it to the outside, and will be drug down by his shoulder pad, down about the about the 46-yard line. So good job by Dalton Maggard. Missed Hamilton initially. Used a good burst of speed and a good play by the kicker. Jordan Breeze to drag him down.
You see that quite a bit, you know, when you mishandle a kick like that. A lot of guys get out of their lanes, and that right there, Dalton kind of cut it to the outside and cut up the middle real quick. Had a lot of room to run. Nice play there by, who was I remember you mentioned?
Breeze, the kicker.
Breeze, by the kicker, just keep him from scoring.
First time tonight, JR under center, kind of in their heavy package. We'll see Collins run from time to time. He'll turn. Give it to the up man, and there's not a lot there. And ball was fumbled, picked up by Montgomery County, and they're running the other way and finally drug down inside the 35-yard line. That was Zach Stucker on the carry. So back-to-back, we saw Montgomery County turn it over twice in the first half. Collins shooting themselves in the foot here as they've turned it over on back-to-back offensive possession. And a short field here for Montgomery County. They will take over first and 10 from the Collins 33-yard line.
The thing is, you're putting the entire defense back out on the field. You know, you needed to have a good possession there. Now the Collins defense back right back out of the game.
So just when it looks like a few minutes ago, Collins is going to go up 28-6. They fumble and a long touchdown drive, and Montgomery County looking to tighten things up even closer here. Wells turns. He'll give to Harvey. Harvey hit by Lee, Andrew Lee, freshman linebacker. Just for a short gain down to the 31-yard line. So gain of two would be second and eight. Same formation here for the Indians. Wells under center motion. He'll give. Fake to Harvey looking. He got a man in the middle of the field again. He got a man Akers wide open at the 10-yard line. He'll catch and walk into the end zone. Flag on the play right at the line of scrimmage, behind the line of scrimmage. We'll check that before we... An eligible receiver downfield. But he had his pick. He had a man wide open in the middle field, and Akers, no one within 20 yards of him down to 10, but it'll be called back for the penalty.
probably got away with a hold on the end, too. I thought the defensive end on that side over there got held.
So a five-yard penalty will back Montgomery County back to the 36-yard line. And there will be second and 13 from there. 5:29 to go here, still in the third quarter of play. Collins leads 21-12, but Collins has not scored since the first quarter. Wells back under center. Takes. He's going to give to Harvey. Harvey trying to throw the outside ball on the ground and will be recovered by Collins at the 33-yard line. Harvey tried to bounce that for some reason to the outside, and when he did, I think it was Zach Zucker who reached in and forced a fumble.
Zach made up for the fumble on the other side, kind of knocked it away from him. Nick Eads right on top of it. Big break by the Titans right here. Then they got to keep this defense off the field, or you know, score, keep you know, get a possession going because the defense right now has got to be tired. One thing about Harvey also getting a little tired. It's about 25 carries already.
I'd like to see Collins spread it back out. I think they'd be much more effective spreading the field using their athletes. I think it's doing Montgomery County a favor at last possession, kind of closing everything tighter. So they'll come back out in the spread this time. Lucas five wide set. Jacoby Evans in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap, dropping straight back. He'll just step up in the pocket and will be slung down. And I think JR really got out of that pocket way too quick. Had plenty of time. And will be caught for a short loss back to the 30-yard line.
Had Cody Decker wide open about 5 or 10 yards down the field. Just didn't see him.
They blitzed the linebacker that last time, but plenty of time. They did a good job blocking him. Just trusting his protection. So short loss of 2. It'll be 2nd and 12. Lucas turns. And we'll have a penalty before the snap. I think that was going to be a draw play to Roseberry. Legal procedure on Collins as they continue to shoot themselves in the foot here on the offensive side of things. After a promising drive here to start in the third quarter, fumbled it back to Montgomery County. Really has been out of sync since that time. So that'll back them up and make it 2nd and 17, ball at the 25-yard line. Lucas. It'll be a draw here to Roseberry. Same play they were going to run. And he'll be tackled down back at the 32-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7. It'll bring up 3rd and 10. So 3rd and 10, ball at the 33-yard line. They're back to their five wide set. 3 to his left, 2 to his right. Roseberry here, look at him, he's in the slot. Going to turn. Lucas has plenty of time, looking for Maggard, and just underthrown. He's open up to the 45-yard line. He threw it down at his feet. It will be incomplete. Collins will be forced to punt it away. So Andrew Lee back out to punt it away. Got Stucker and Fitzgerald, the gunner positions here for Collins. Snap back to Lee, wobbly coming back, and it's partially blocked. Ball will hit at the 45 and be down there. But a wobbly snap back to Lee, and it was partially blocked and will be a short punt. Punt will go a total of 12 yards. Well, after a 10-yard punt and now a 12-yard punt, another good field position here for Montgomery County. As they have really started to own this third period, really own the second quarter, just got no points to show for it. And they are owning the third quarter here as well. Wells leads the offense back out. 1st and 10 from the Collins 45-yard line. Turns. Fake's going to give it to Akers. Akers trying to get the outside. Better defense this time. Good pursuit by Stucker, and he'll get him in our knee. It's Eads, right? Eads in the backfield. And we'll get him for a 3-yard loss. And we've got Zach Smith down on the play. An apparent ankle injury. He's now back up. A lot better pursuit that time by Nick Eads. Loss of 3 back to the 48. We'll take it to under. And we got the official checking. Maybe it for an injured player. He was Zach Smith. All right, so they'll put the ball back into play here. It'll take us under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 21-12. Collins leads it. Gives it to Harvey straight up the middle of the field, and he will go for about 4 yards down inside the 45, maybe the 44-yard line. As Scott mentioned, the last possession, you can really see Harvey multiple carries back-to-back. He really started to labor a little bit. He approaches 30 carries here on the game. 3rd and 9 at the 44-yard line. Pharaoh Davis, who caught a big pass in the first half, is lined up, split out to the right side. We'll see if they try to throw it. Going to give it to Harvey again, and he's upended at the 40-yard line and will bring up fourth and five.
Nick Eaves starting to put his stamp on the game here. Another big tackle right there, and he made a big tackle down the goal line earlier. You know, first possession this game. So Nick trying to get back into this game after being out last week, starting to put his stamp on this game.
And that right there was kind of a one-on-one tackle. Harvey broke through one-on-one, and he took him down. Fourth and five at the 40. Wells, motion from Akers. He'll turn, fake it. He's dropping back, looking to throw. Now he's going to run with it and will be tackled at the 40-yard line and will turn it over. Zach Stucker with the tackle. And then Hanson tells him about it after he got him down. But another big stand by the defense as the defense continues to play well.
Zach Stucker right there, just open field tackle. Wells kind of broke through. Zach, when he gets a hold of you, you're going down. And playing with some screws and a piece of metal in his shoulder. He had some shoulder surgery in offseason, but they moved him to the side because they thought last week he was kind of shying away. They moved him over to the original side he played last year where, you know, he'd lead more with the good shoulder. But a big play there by Zach.
Got to give credit to Cam Harris on the outside looking for Davis down the sideline. Good coverage on the outside. Lucas leads the offense back out, stays in a five-wide set. Lucas on a slant pattern to Decker, wide open, hits him in the numbers and incomplete at midfield. He had room to run with it as well. So Collins just cannot string anything together on the offensive side of things. Second and 10, ball at the 39-yard line. They'll stay in this same, now they're going to shift back now. Evans back in the backfield. They'll go four-wide set. Evans in the backfield with J.R. Pressure up the middle. Good block by Evans. JR gets to the outside looking for Maggard, but it's short of him, incomplete. So it will be third and 10 after two back-to-back incomplete passes. 1:24 to go here in the third quarter. Collins trying to get something going here offensively. They still lead it 21-12, but let Montgomery County hang around in this. Lucas stays in the shotgun. Turns, fakes it. It'll be a quarterback run. JR to the outside. I think he might have the first down. I think he's going to be a little bit short, but dives forward to midfield, and I think he'll have the first down. Good run by J.R. Lucas. That was just a little read option. So first and 10, Titans at midfield.
Agreed.
As we go under 1 minute to go here, Nick Eads now in the game on the offensive side of the ball here for Collins. And they got the official, not sure what he's doing. Whistles the play dead. No flags out. I don't know if it's a clock issue or reset the clock to 1 minute, I think. So they're waiting to reset the clock. It's currently 45.8 seconds. They're going to reset that to 1 minute. Whoever's running the clock, tell them to put 1 minute. There we go. Back set. So mark it ready for play. Lucas, shovel pass to Roseberry. Nation tackled down at the 45. Gain of five. Once again, just one block or so away from breaking that one. Uh-huh. 40 seconds now to go in the quarter. Be second and five. Now Collins will shift back. Stay in the shotgun, but two back set. Roseberry on his left, Evans on his right. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Nation. Nation running hard around the right side. Now cuts it back in the middle. And we'll get about 3 yards down to about the 42-yard line. Well, Nation probably should have just kept running that ball to the outside. Kind of led up, try to cut it back inside. But that'll take care of the third quarter of play. Collins leads it here after three quarters of play, 21-12. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.